Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. As this week winds down, we head into the most important week of the whole year for Christians. It's called Holy Week. It begins with this Sunday, which is known as Palm Sunday, and ends with Easter Sunday next weekend. We'll walk through it together next week, but the short version is this. God designed us and has a plan for what our lives should look like. God gave us the job to look after the earth, the plants, the animals, and one another. And if we were able to follow that plan, we could do so many amazing and incredible things together. But all of us, at some point, miss the mark and choose to do things our own way, which usually messes things up. Sometimes in small ways, sometimes in big ways. But God loves us so much and still believes in that original plan. So God devised a rescue plan, which included sending Jesus to be with us, having him show us what it looks like to live the way that God wants us to live, and ultimately freeing us from our mistakes and the things that lead to our mistakes, like selfishness or fear or wanting our way. In order to do that last part, Jesus gives up his life, dying on the Friday before Easter. And don't worry if that sounds confusing or really sad. We'll talk about it more next week, but even the smartest adults who love God and know the Bible really well don't always agree on how it works. But the important thing is that we believe it did work. And the sign that it worked was that on Easter Sunday morning, Jesus was alive again. And he promised that if we put our trust in him, God will transform us into the people we were always made to be. This week, we've focused on two themes, being patient and being generous. They help us prepare for Easter because they remind us of what Jesus has done and continues to do for us. Let's close out the week by reflecting on these themes through a couple of questions. If you need more time to answer or you want to come back to them later, feel free to pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. First, do you think someone being patient with you is a sign that they care about you? Why or why not? When you're ready to share, go ahead. I definitely think that patience is a way we can show that we care. I think about the people who were patient with me. My wife, my kids, my friends, the coaches and teachers I had growing up. They all love me and believe in me. Perhaps more than anyone, Jesus is patient with us. Even though we keep making mistakes and missing the mark, Jesus is always there, never loving us any less, ready to forgive when we ask for it. Our second and final question is, why do you think some people are willing to be generous and give to other people even when they don't have to? You can share your thoughts with your family now. For me, the answer is related to our first question. When we care about other people, we want what's best for them. Sometimes that means giving up something we care about so that other people will benefit. We see this in the Easter story when Jesus willingly goes through the hardest thing anyone can go through, giving up his life, so that we can be rescued and restored. Jesus doesn't have to do any of this, but he chose to do it so that we could be the people we were made to be and do the amazing things God has called us to do. And like I said, we'll talk more about that next week. For now, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the patience and generosity of Jesus. His love for us literally changes our lives. As we become more and more like Jesus, may we show patience and generosity to those we love too. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a fun weekend, get some rest, and I'll talk to you on Monday.